This is WDOT Port Washington. Hello, I'm your host Amanda.
And I'm your other host Chelsea.
And this is Food Fight, a podcast that talks about all aspects of food cuisine. Today's episode is called Greek Food Cuisine. Now, before we start, a quick live PSA by Chelsea on reducing food waste.
Well, take food plays a key role in shaping our identities, and it's highly celebrated in American society. Each year, 40% of food in the United States never gets eaten, translating to $218 billion lost, which includes the cost of food waste on the consumer level, retail, wasted water, energy, fertilizers, cropland, and production costs. In addition to wasting precious resources, nearly all the food waste ends up in landfills where it decomposes and releases methane, a form of climate pollution that is up to 86 times more potent than carbon dioxide. In fact, food is the single largest contributor to U.S. landfills today. All this while 1 in 8 Americans don't have a steady supply to food their tables. Consumers are responsible for more wasted food than farmers, grocery stores, restaurants, or any other part of the food supply chain. So changing household behavior is a key to reducing the problem of food waste. 21% of food each person buys goes to waste, with the average American family of four spending $1,800 per year on food that they don't eat, and each individual tosses out about 20 pounds of food per month, adding up to 238 pounds of wasted food a year. In an effort to spread awareness about the importance of reducing food waste, NRDC has partnered with the Ad Council to create a PSA campaign inspiring Americans to save the food by showcasing the wondrous life cycle of food and the loss of resources when it goes unconsumed. The campaign encourages Americans to make simple lifestyle changes, like making shopping lists, freezing food, and using leftovers to reduce waste in their own home. The campaign launched its first round of work in April 2016. Visit SaveTheFood.com to learn how to better plan, save, store, and cook your food.
Thank you for that. Today's episode is sponsored by some learners out there from Tier 2 Richmond to Gaines College. We're right here with you. Now, like we said before, the cuisine is Greek food. And our first recipe is, papostakia, which is stuffed eggplant. So, how to make this? No, first we're going to do the ingredients, which is 5 eggplants, 5 grams of minced beef, 1 large red onion, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 glass of red wine, 1 tomato, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 teaspoon of oregano, 100 grams of grated cavolatori, and olive oil. Now, would you like to say the ingredients on how to make... Oh, no, would you like to give the directions for us, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To prepare these extra juicy shoe-shaped meltazanes, papostakia, cut the eggplant in 2 pieces and carve the flesh clockwise. Season and place in colander for about half an hour. Wash with plenty of water and drain them on some kitchen paper. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius. Season eggplant with salt and pepper and drizzle with olive oil. Place the eggplant with skin facing up in a baking tray lined with parchment paper. Bake the eggplants for 40 minutes until softened. In the meantime, prepare the meat sauce. Peel and chop the onions and garlic. Place a large pan on medium heat. Add some olive oil and saute the onions until softened. Stir in the garlic and saute. Turn the heat up and add the minced beef, breaking it up with your spoon and saute. Deglaze with red wine and wait 1 to 2 minutes for it to evaporate. Stir in the canned tomatoes, the cinnamon stick, and a pinch of sugar, and the oregano and season. Bring to boil, then turn the heat down and simmer with the lid on for about 30 minutes until most of the juices have evaporated. Finally, add 1 to 2 handfuls of grated cheese and chopped parsley and stir. Would you like to read the next step?
Sure. You know who's Greek?
I know.
Our friend who just passed us. So, next, to prepare, did you do the step 4?
Mm-hmm.
To prepare the vegetable sauce, Melt some butter in a pan over low medium heat. Add the flour, whisking continuously to make a paste. Add the warm milk in a steady stream. Keep whisking to prevent your sauce from getting lumpy. If the sauce still needs to thicken, boil over a low heat while continuing to stir. Remove the pan from the stove. Stir in the egg yolks and season with salt, pepper, and a pinch of nutmeg. Whisk quickly to prevent the eggs from turning into an omelet. If you choose to top the stuffed eggplant with mashed potatoes, boil the potatoes in hot water for 10 to 15 minutes until soft. Mix in a food processor along with the milk, butter, eggs, yolks, and freshly ground pepper. Mix until smooth. Layer the eggplants on the bottom of a baking pan with the skin down. Remove some flesh to make room for the filling. Sprinkle the eggplants with grated cheese if chosen, and spoon the meat sauce on top of each piece. Top with the sauce or mashed potatoes and sprinkle once again if wanted with cheese. Bake until 180 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes and nicely colored. What do you think of that dish, Chelsea?
I think that sounds really good, and personally, I would not eat it because I'm a vegetarian and I'm allergic to eggplant, but...
You're allergic to eggplant?
Yeah, do you not know that?
No, you have allergies?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, to eggplant. I'm not even kidding.
Do you have a thing?
It's not that bad. It's like I still have hives.
Oh.
But like, I still won't eat it.
I didn't know that.
That's so weird.
That's so crazy.
Okay, girl.
Next one we have is a dessert.
Ooh, fun.
Mm-hmm. It's called Caritayopita.
Yummy.
It's a spiced walnut cake with some nice topping to it. Ooh. Would you like to say the ingredients?
Of course I would. Wait, I can't see out of this eye. Hold up.
125 grams of softened butter, 3/4 a cup of caster sugar, 4 separated eggs, 1/3 a cup of brandy, 1 teaspoon finely grated orange rind, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 a teaspoon ground cloves, 2 cups finely chopped walnuts, 1 cup self-raising flour, 1/2 a cup of walnuts coarsely chopped extra, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Now, for this spice syrup, you need 1/2 a cup of water, 1/3 a cup of orange juice, 1 cup of caster sugar, 4 whole cloves, 1 cinnamon stick.
That is all.
Okay.
Now, there's 6 method steps.
Yes. So, step 1, you're going to preheat your oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Now, you're going to grease and line... Why does this smell so bad? Okay. Grease and line a base of 20 centimeters and line it with baking paper. Use an electric mixer to beat the butter and sugar together until pale and creamy. And add the egg yolks one at a time, beating well between each addition. Add the brandy, rind, cinnamon, and cloves and stir to combine. Add the finely chopped walnuts and flour and stir to combine. Would you like to say the rest of the steps of the...
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to start with step 3 by Chelsea.
Okay, step 3. Place egg whites in a clean, dry bowl. Use an electric mixer to whisk until firm peaks form. Add 1/3 of egg white to walnut mixture. Fold until just combined. Add remaining egg white. Fold to combine. Pour mixture into pan and smooth the surface. Bake for 40 minutes or until the skewer inserted in the center comes out clean when tested. Remove from oven. Make the syrup. Combine water, orange juice, sugar, cloves, and cinnamon into a saucepan over low heat. Cook, stirring for 2 to 3 minutes until sugar dissolves. Increase heat to medium high and bring to a simmer. Cook for 3 to 4 minutes or until syrup thickens slightly. Remove from heat and discard cloves and cinnamon stick. Turn cake onto a wire rack over an oven tray. Pour hot syrup evenly over cake. Combine the extra walnuts and extra cinnamon in a bowl. Sprinkle evenly over the cake. Pour any syrup that collects in the oven tray over the cake for a second time. Serve warm or at room temperature.
That sounds really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed it does. Now, those were our two Greek recipes. Yeah. What do you think about Greek food?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Now, for your fun fact of the day, Greece is one of the sunniest places in the world. Did you know that?
Really? That's so cool.
I did not know that.
Me either.
Okay, so this is WDOT Port Washington. You're listening to Food Fight, and that's all.
Bye-bye. Bye.